section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
WrestleMania is over, and Off the Mark has the best analysis of what happened on WrestleMania 28. Hi, I'm Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host Aaron Hughes, and a special guest, Doug Hahn, is also in the studio. Let's get right into, well, I guess we got to get right into the news because I have to say something. Aaron is the greatest, most intelligent smark there is. Let's get right into the matches. So, Daniel Bryan took on Sheamus, and I got to tell you real quick, I was actually grilling out because I didn't think it would take, I thought this match would be a lot longer. And what happened, Doug?
I don't know. I was just coming in when I heard the match started, and I got the end of the three count of the end of the match in what was a no match whatsoever. Sheamus kicking Bryan after interference from AJ and end of the match.
So Aaron, what did you think of this match?
This is something that is really annoying because For fans, turning on this match, if you happen to miss the first like 20 seconds, you literally miss the match. That's the worst part. The match was 18 seconds long. And that's, you're basically saying that Daniel Bryan is a non-champion, that he is somebody who is not a threat to the title. And I think that you're going to fall into the Christian Randy Orton problem that you had last year, where Christian basically was a nobody. And Randy Orton was owning him the entire time. And I think that they're going to probably do something very similar this time around.
Yeah, and in a way, I was ticked because I missed it. But in a way, it makes sense. But also, I was kind of looking forward to seeing a long match because they had a lot of good chemistry in the ring together. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a great match. This could steal the show. This will not lead off the show. It did lead off the show, and it was 18 seconds long. And then we just found out, Aaron, do you want to say why this happened? Why they wanted to do this match so fast, how they wanted him to drop it real quick?
Oh, because they wanted to break the record for the quickest match?
And they didn't, which was Chavo versus Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Which we were all like, huh? That was fast.
Here's the thing. I don't mind that Sheamus won. I said that he was probably going to win, and the way they built it up, I think it would have been a better story to have Daniel Bryan win. But having Sheamus win, it isn't a bad thing. The bad thing here is having him win in 18 seconds. That is destroying everything Daniel Bryan has built up so far.
Well, apparently they don't like him, is what they're saying. But it's kind of sad that, yeah, it did end so fast. So the next match, which I wasn't surprised that they put this now, but it was Orton versus Kane. And this was a really, actually, this was a decent match for these two guys. I thought it'd be a little blah, but it turned out to be a decent match. I was actually happy with this match. Doug, what did you think?
I thought it was a good match. I don't know if it was WrestleMania caliber, but it was some filler time. It was a decent match, and I think it ended just the way it should have.
Yeah, so what did you think, Aaron?
Yeah, it definitely ended the way it should have. I agree with Doug. I don't think that this was a WrestleMania caliber match. I think that this is something that you would have on Extreme Rules, and it would be like the second main event probably. But I'm kind of surprised why this isn't the curtain jerker. You know, like it would have made more sense, I think, for this to be the first match, which I believe on our show when we were booking, you know, the matches, I believe that I had this one first or maybe even second, which I think would have made more sense.
I mean, but where do they go from here? I mean, Kane won. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I know that it was one of those things. Kane lost the previous pay-per-view, so of course he's going to win this one. But in a way, it was kind of shocking to me.
Kudos to them for not burying Kane, because Kane lost to Cena, and he is supposed to be this monster. And for him to beat Orton cleanly, that's actually a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he did the choke slam off the top rope, and 1, 2, 3, and Orton actually took it like he's supposed to. Usually, he whines a little bit, but, you know, give him credit. The next match, of course, was Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show for the IC title. Aaron, what'd you think about this one?
You know, it was a decent match. I'm actually kind of happy Big Show won, I wouldn't mind to see these two feud for another couple of pay-per-views, because I think it would be interesting. Maybe it let Cody get some of his heat back, but not win the title back. All in all, though, I mean, the match, it was worthwhile, and it's hard to do these types of matches, though, too, having a big guy take on a little guy, but I think they actually pulled it off fairly well.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. I was happy to see that, you know, he went for the knees a lot, tried to get Big Show down to his level, and I was really impressed. I thought Cody did a great job getting everything in, and, you know, like, hitting this move properly and making it look good. I mean, what'd you think, Doug?
I agree. He did a great job for a small guy to be taking on a big guy. He really did help show push it along. He did sell a lot of the good moves. And it was a decent match.
Yeah, very surprising. I'd say if it wasn't the best match, but it was in definitely the top three, I think. Mm. So, anyways, let's move on to the match no one cared about, as Doug put it. The Maria Menounos and Kelly Kelly versus Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres. Well, what happened here, Doug?
We survived. We did make it. You know, I think I only fell asleep three times. But the match ended, and I was able to go on with the show.
Aaron, what did you think of the match?
Well, I just want to echo Doug's thoughts. You know, it was a really great time to run to the bathroom. and make myself a sandwich.
Yeah, and I was actually surprised. It looked like at first Maria did something in her pants, but it turns out that the spray tan from Eve just wiped all over her white bottom, of course. Very boring match. I'm glad it was over with. Yeah, horrible filler match. And then something happened, which I was surprised about. Triple H and Undertaker went next after this, which, you know, a women's match that was horrible, of course, they're going to look good in comparison. But it happened, and we all predicted the same thing. Undertaker was going to win, and honestly, didn't care for the match. What do you think?
It was definitely nothing to be happy about. I think I set the bar pretty good at the over-under six finishers in order to get through the match. But I think they could have done a little bit of a better ending, and it seemed a lot like even from the beginning that Triple H was asking for the bell right off the start.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him once with a chair. Oh, that's it. That's it. Call the match. It was kind of just gay.
Yeah.
And then it had the same ending as Ric Flair versus HBK, where mm-hmm. he's basically asking him to finish it. And, you know, thank God it wasn't much longer. It wasn't that long of a match either.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I agree with Doug. I felt like the ending, the last like 5 minutes of it were fairly well done. But to start off with, it was just, you know, like when he takes his off his little hood and you see that he's shaved and the reaction was like, whoa, it's like, come on. Like, really? Like, you expect us to believe that you're really shocked by that? Like, that was such a big deal for him to have a shaved head? No, it was not a big deal. Okay. Like, they were talking about, like, they wanted to project this ring psychology in there and pre-match psychology in there, and I don't feel that that worked. I don't feel it worked in this match in particular.
No, not in this
feud.
No, not in this match. And and one thing also that I was writing notes down, I put down that Trips can't blade for anything. He makes the smallest cut and barely bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was kind of ridiculous. And then I did like the Bret Hart Vince McMahon chair shots that they had to repeat on Undertaker. And of course, mm-hmm. as you saw, his side was completely messed up because of that. It was, I mean, that was, what did you think?
That was unbelievable. I've never seen bruising just happen like that right off the bat. There had to be some pinching in there, and just it looks painful.
Yeah. So the over under was six. So, six finishing moves is what happened. We didn't count the, you know, the submissions, of course, because you can't kick out of those. But anyways, yeah. It was definitely something interesting. And right afterwards, they did the Hall of Fame. People came out for the Hall of Fame. And then Doug pointed something out that they should do. Doug, what was that?
I think next year, WrestleMania, Hall of Fame, Royal Rumble. Bring all the people that you can from the Hall of Fame and just have a diaper Royal Rumble.
Who can survive is basically what it would be. So, yeah, that's bad. So let's move on to Team Teddy versus Team Ace. And here's the thing. We thought it was going to be an elimination match. And according to a site that we go to, I think it's like Four Down or whatever, they actually thought it was going to be elimination. And we thought the same thing. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was not an elimination match. So, Aaron, what did you think of this?
What's there to say? You know, it was, this is a filler match. I, honestly, it really is. And it was a way to get some people on the card that you normally wouldn't see. This is one of those things where people bought this for Rock Cena, plain and simple. And then maybe they were like Triple H Taker, maybe Punk Jericho. They did not buy it at all for this type of match. But they might see somebody and be like, oh, you know what? That R-Truth guy or that Kofi Kingston guy, they're pretty good. Or Zack Ryder, like he's pretty interesting. And so that's the only reason why this match even happened. I don't really care. I think that having Johnny Ace win was the smart move because obviously on SmackDown and on Raw, he'll be the GM and that will give a ton of heat to him. But other than that, I didn't care very much.
I was going to say that I'm glad Team Johnny won because it will make for better television later on. I kind of would have liked to seen the elimination because I think you build up wrestlers that way. You know, you have a surprising, you know, Jack Ryder gets, you know, Mark Henry. All of a sudden, now you just boosted up Jack Ryder a whole bunch, and now you have him contending for a little bit more.
Zack Ryder.
Or Zack Ryder.
Yeah, I was going to say, sorry. Is Jack Ryder, that's his Jack brother, Ryder, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's a joke, of course, what happened on SmackDown a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where it was the long I see Jack Swagger. But the one thing that also in this match, something happened that like Doug and I were all marking out. Same thing with Dave, too. Dolph Ziggler did this flip, and it was an awesome flip. Usually he was going to land on his back, and he landed on his face, and we're like, whoa! And then the things that happened so fast afterwards where Miz threw Ryder in the air, hit the Rough Rider on Ziggler, and then, of course, skull-crushing finale, and Miz wins, of course.
And if you would have told me that this was going to be a single elimination, I think I would have predicted Miz getting it just because of the fact that he had to fight to be on the team. And I think this will be a big push for Miz to actually start getting a little bit higher and try to get him back into contention for the main belt.
Yeah, and I think that was the whole point of this match. Kind of disappointing it wasn't an elimination, though. I think I would have picked different at that time. I would have said no contest, but oh well. So, any thoughts more on that, Aaron?
Nah.
All right, let's move on to the match of the night: CM Punk versus Chris Jericho for the WWE title. So, what did you think about this one, Aaron?
It was a good match. I did not care for the start. The whole thing with Johnny Ace saying, "Oh, by the way, if you lose your temper and you get DQ'd, then you're going to lose the belt." I did not care for that, and you know, in the first 5 minutes, that was the main focus of it. After that was done, this match was really good. Both of them have put on better matches. Don't get me wrong. And I actually, as good as this match was, it was a little bit of a letdown because I thought they would both work so much better together. But that's the thing is though, this is better than any Cena match he's ever been in. You know, this is better than 90% of Undertaker's matches. You know, it's better than most matches that you'll ever see. The ending I thought was really great, too. I thought that this was just it was really well done. And the psychology at the end was really great, too.
I was going to say this was another one where we were kind of joking after the Taker Triple H match, how many finishers there were in this match that it made for a great match. And the ending was nice. It was great to see CM Punk win. But I think that kind of ends it, though.
My thing also is the psychology in the ring. The fact that he actually, when he put the vice on, he was leaning back the entire time and he kept getting kneed in the head. And then he moved, so he wasn't getting kneed in the head. I was pretty impressed with that. But the other thing also is that Jericho was kept hitting the back of his head. So when he put the lion tamer on him the one time, that looked devastating. And then when he lifted the knee up, I was like, oh, come on. That's just saying that he's gonna break out of it, and that kind of ticked me off. But overall, I think this ended up being the match that I was very happy with it. The other thing also that Doug he wanted to put out a reference that we haven't heard in a while. He brought up Mikey Whipwreck during this match. Just want to point that out. And probably the sign of the night was "Why so serious, bro?" with the Joker. That was the best. That was sign of the night.
Best sign.
Yeah.
Now, something that Doug pointed out, which I think we should talk about before we go into the next match, is where do they go from here? You know, they're going to have another match. I mean, they have to have another match at Extreme Rules, you know, where Jericho is going to say something about how he was robbed some way, shape, or form, right? But at the end of the day, though, Jericho won't be able to win that. If he's going to be leaving the WWE soon to go on tour with Fozzy, what are they going to do? And how are they going to progress the storyline?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, where do you go from here?
I really don't know. That's why I picked Jericho to win, because I would figure that Jericho wins this match. And especially when they did the no DQ thing, it brought back memories of me for the Money in the Bank, the Christian Orton match. Where Orton got DQ'd and Christian won the belt back. I figured that since he is going to be, you know, not necessarily staying for a whole long time, Jericho wins this match, but Extreme Rules, you know, because it won't be no disqualification anymore, that's when Punk wins the title back. But now that Punk already won, where do you go? I don't know.
See, that's why no one knows how long Jericho signed his contract for. I mean, it could only be for a few months. I mean, maybe he leaves. Maybe he, you know, maybe he starts a feud with someone else. I mean, we don't know where he's going to go from here. But, you know, Doug did say one thing. It was going to be the match of the night. And I did not like the fact that they threw the curveball at the last second. But the thing is, I would have said Jericho would have won if that's what was the case. But anyway, so let's go on to the most disappointing match of the night. The Rock versus John Cena. What do you think, Doug?
I think there was way too much resting time. I was falling asleep in this match. It had already been, you know, WrestleMania is a 4-hour pay-per-view. It's a little bit longer. The matches, except for the Jericho CM Punk match, for the most part, not necessarily full Excalibur, and the build-up for this was just so great. And let's start off with a headlock.
That is true. It's like all of a sudden the Rock's blown up and he was sweating, and then I threw out the reference and he looks like Patrick Ewing right now out there. But yeah, that was disappointing. They built it up and then nothing. I guess to me it's just one of those things that they tried to make it out bigger than what it would ever become. I mean, what did you think, Aaron?
I would agree with that. The one thing Doug said, I have to echo this even more. Way too many rest holds. Way too many rest holds. And they were constantly, you know, and then when you see them do the double clothesline, you're like, oh, geez, this again? Really? You got to do this? So like, there were a lot of it. There was a lot of it that was just really boring. I think the final 5 minutes of this match were pretty good. It's interesting, though, for a 30-minute match, there was probably about 10 minutes worth of wrestling, 10 minutes worth of watchable wrestling. Mm-hmm. The final 5 minutes, though, I would say were pretty decent, and the ending was okay. You know, when Cena, you could tell he was getting a little, like, peeved. And so he was like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do the You Can't See Me. I'm going to do the People's Elbow. And he is making a mockery of it. And I think that was actually a pretty good way to end it. And then at the very final scene, you see WrestleMania and you see Cena sitting down on the ramp, and you can tell he's disappointed. That's going to be a shot that you're going to see for the next like 2 years probably. And if he does the heel turn that they're, you know, kind of speculating, you're going to see that shot, and that's going to be a reason for it.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess why I'm so disappointed is that the fact that you can tell The Rock was not made for this. I mean, John Cena didn't break a sweat until probably the last 10 minutes of the match. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could just tell he's just like, now I got to do this. I got to try and make him look good. And that entire match is going to be in botchmania. I heard Cena say so many things during that match that I guarantee you was not supposed to be out there, but he talks way too loud on that. So overall, Doug, how did you do at WrestleMania? How many did you get right from our predictions show?
I got five. I've got five right. And, you know, I'm happy with that. You know, because it would be one thing. It would be almost, if I could get all of them right, then it's not an exciting show.
Right.
Everything was predictable. But overall, it's a better WrestleMania than some of them have been in the past. The ending for the Roxy, the last 5 minutes was exciting. It made it a lot better than the Brock Lesnar Goldberg match, but that's really how I felt throughout that whole match. It just kept reminding me. It was like, look, another rest hold. And we might get one move here, and yep, rest hold. And but yeah, the ending was great, and that elevated a little bit. I do like it was a better WrestleMania. I had higher expectations of it though.
No, I completely agree. I just want to point out we watched over at Dave's house tonight, and he was 4 for 8. He missed the Orton, Teddy, Trips, and Cena match. That's who he thought was going to win. Of course, they didn't.
Wow,
and
that's kind of surprising. And how did you do, Andy?
I went 8 for 8.
Okay, so you went
3 for 8. I did call no contest, and I made some bold predictions.
Mm-hmm.
None of them came true because, none of them came true. So, Aaron, how did you do?
I went 7 for 8, but I also made some very bold predictions. Picking Rock over Cena was incredibly bold. Incredibly bold. A lot of the other ones were fairly predictable. I said this last year, and, as Doug just said, too, if I picked every match right, then who cares? Then it's way too predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Way too predictable. This is going to be the best I'm ever going to do. 7 of 8.
Yeah. So yes, it is. And I'll never hear the end of it. So are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Doug, what are your final thoughts for this year's WrestleMania?
Final thoughts, kind of said it earlier, but I had a lot more expectations for this WrestleMania. It turned out, I would say maybe I'd give it that 6 out of 10. Really would have liked to have given it a 7 with that Jericho Punk match, but it had a lot of potential that just didn't happen.
So, Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, it was a lot better than last year's WrestleMania. Last year's WrestleMania was just ridiculously bad. And the year before that, they also kind of dropped the ball there, too. So, what else is there to say? This one, they did pretty good. They should have added maybe one or two more matches. I think having 8 matches over a 4-hour time period might be a little too few. You're not giving yourself that much time, and you could have had singles, more a tag team match. You could have had the tag team titles, up for grabs. I think that this is going to go down as kind of a filler WrestleMania. It's not going to be as bad as last year's, but it's not going to be as good as like let's say 18 or 19 was. So I don't know. I think that also the Cena Rock match is going to go down as being very lackluster. People might remember it being okay, but it wasn't.
Don't worry. Don't worry. On Raw, they're going to call it a classic just because. Here's my problem with the pay-per-view. You had 4 matches in the first hour that were done. 4 matches. So that means you have 4 more matches. You have to fill in Flo Rida. You had to have Brodus Clay come out and call his mama and then have her bridge club come out and do a bunch of dances. Yeah, that's basically the thought of it. In all seriousness, I thought this was going to be a 7, maybe an 8. This might be actually just a 5 for me. I mean, I was almost falling asleep during the last match. Literally, I was to that point because I was that bored. I was just like, is anything happening? Rest hold. So that's my problem with the WrestleMania.
Well, let me say this much. I think that the biggest problem with this, honestly, was the Sheamus Daniel Bryan match, because that set the tone for the entire show for me. An 18 second world heavyweight title match. I mean, that set the tone for me.
No it surprise really did. Returns either. No one came back, and A-Train was back there. Batista, Lita was in the area. Mysterio, Brock Lesnar signed, but he's not. He didn't even show up at the pay per view. I really thought that Lesnar was going to come in and interfere with the main event.
Yeah, there was no interference in any of the matches. Like you said, nobody came back from the back. And here you have the Royal Rumble winner in an 18-second start-off match.
At least they made the pay-per-view this year.
That is true. But, yeah, a Royal Rumble winner, and you are now one step above a dark match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the sad part. But
2 years in a row, by the way. That's 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So I'm actually looking forward to see what they're going to do at Raw. Maybe this will explain some of the things that happened, but I don't know. We'll see, right? So, anyways, I want to thank Doug for coming on the show, of course, taking your time after watch it.
Thank you.
All right. Aaron, of course, thanks for coming on the show. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show to OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.